Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Fangamer Podcast. This week, some of you may have noticed the podcast absence. This is because many of us from the company, specifically all of us except Garrett, were in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, enjoying our yearly Starman.net convention. Given the fact that we were all in one place, which is a rare, certain alignment of the planets, I decided, with the help of others, that it would be a great idea to have us do a live Q&A. This seemed like a great idea at the time. Of course, as I do every year, I found myself sick at the con, so I had a bit of a sore throat, but everything seemed to work out okay in the end as I got a little bit of help from my friends at Starman.net, presenting you with about an hour of questions and answers from the forums, Twitter, the Fangamer blog, and anywhere else that people might have questions for Fangamer, Starman, and Radio PSI staff. So if you want to take a moment to enjoy a window into our world of Starman.net conventions this year in Tennessee, then enjoy listening to this podcast and forgive the little bit of looseness of format. I think we all had a little bit of fun with it, and I hope you guys do too. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Fangamer Podcast. I have a sore throat, so I'm MC limited capacity. All right, we got the first question for, it's a big Q&A podcast. Woo! The first podcast, Omnitarian, what are your inspirations? This question is from Hector.
Stylistically or creatively? Or both.
Philosophically.
Philosophically, Plato was kind of cool, but he advocated killing babies. Mm-hmm. So... that's all there in the Republic.
Okay.
So otherwise, let's see. No, not Jung. I hate Jung.
Freud.
Freud got discredited pretty much everything except for his defense mechanism. So definitely no Freud.
Good enough.
I took philosophy my freshman year of college, and I don't remember a thing.
All right.
Plato likes to kill babies.
I like it. Let's do that. That's good enough. Pop that in the can. We're wrapping it.
I got a question from Clayman that I think I'm qualified to answer. He or she asks, to your Starman.net admins, how much does a career in adminship pay? I've been eyeing a cottage in Aspen. Brian Jaworski's laughing. He's also an admin. Brian, how much does an administratorship pay?
Nothing.
Yeah! Alright. Question to Fangamer. What is this I heard about you guys moving to Missouri? And what? If you guys end up in St. Louis, Missouri. Can I have a job? Ryan Allier, you want to field this one?
No, we're not moving to Missouri, man. And, no, you can't really have a job anyway. We don't have any money to pay you.
That's heavy. All right. The Jorsch asks, Falcon 24, can you please name three things you actually like about the Starman.net forums? Falcon 24, I'm going to pass this over to you.
You got to do the voice.
I can't do it there. I don't even know. Really, there's nothing. And then...
make sure not to use periods.
I do like to be a jerk. And then there's nothing. That's the three things right there.
Thank you, Valk. You're a prince of men. All right. Group question for a Nintendo dude. Is there any kind of merch you'd like to see from Fangamer that they don't currently sell? I don't mean stuff from different franchises, but different items. Something that isn't a shirt, jacket, poster, plushie, etc. An item that Fangamer doesn't yet sell. And if so, what item would you like to see?
I got one. Bottle openers.
Ryan Allier, forum technical wizard, would like bottle openers.
I like the idea of snuggies.
Yes. Snuggies.
Squirrel, say that again.
Snuggies, yeah.
Thank you,
Andre. Fangamer snuggies. Hank K was... Diana Gundacker is interested in Fangamer underwear. IS5 has produced... The Gygas thong, I believe, is that correct?
Yes.
That's correct.
Yeah. That's Bill's good. Making them independent. What was Bill's thing? Bill wants to make pow block underwear because when you see that girl, it's like everybody get flipped upside down. All right. Axel of PK Thunder asks, if you could learn and freely use only one PSI power, which would you choose and why? Thinking. Me and Casey discussed this in the car. We went into it.
That's a deep question.
It has to be a specific one from the game. You can't just say telepathy.
No, that's from Earthbound Zero.
Teleport.
All right. Teleport. Ice 5 over here would do teleport. Anybody else got any thoughts? No?
I'd have to agree with teleport.
All right. Paul Fishsticks would agree with teleport. Nobody else seems moved by anything.
It wouldn't cost $700 to come here.
It would not. It would be much cheaper to teleport.
It'd be cheaper to ship things, too.
Yeah, shipping would be very cheap. That would be much better. I would use fire because when it is very cold in this house, because everybody seems to have the AC cranked.
I saw Steve wander by the window.
Steve wander outside? Yeah. He'll shuffle in. All right. Here's a question. We got one for Eyes 5. Eyes 5 from Floydhead42. Have you ever considered selling your infamous Metroid hats in some form via Fangamer?
Hello. Yeah, in fact, actually, John talked to me about it. But the problem is that they're too close to the actual Metroids to, like, avoid copyright. If we can find some way to make them actually look cool and, like, still sort of, you know, be on this side of the law, then we would do it.
Just give them a mohawk.
Yeah. A mohawk Metroid.
Mohawk.
All right. Thank you, Eyes 5. To other participants in the Fangamer podcast, other than the Earthbound series, what would your favorite series of games be? If there's one game you particularly like that sadly never got past that one game, feel free to use that as your answer. I'm going to pass the mic around. We're going to do this old school. Squirrel. No, you don't have any favorites. Squirrel doesn't like anything.
I don't like anything.
Squirrel's
working
on the Falcon persona.
That's the persona. What about you, Ryan? What's your favorite game?
I can't think of anything right now.
All
right,
that's two boring people. Jabroski. Yeah.
That's like heavy to throw it.
We don't really like video games here.
You don't know what you like?
I do.
You said bust a move.
Bust a move. Bust a move is a great game. I need some more time.
Yeah.
Because this is such a hard question.
You can't throw something this heavy
down. Hey, what up? My name's Diana. I'm It's a Piggy on the forums.
What do you do?
I work on Broadway.
No, what have you done for us? Oh,
I...
Nothing. That's right.
I support Brian here in all of his endeavors.
She does.
All right.
There you go.
Cool. All right, what's your favorite game, girl?
My favorite game is Rampage.
Yeah.
Because I like eating women out of the.
Shove it on the air.
All right. So my favorite game is also Rampage now.
Yeah. All right. Somebody who's, like, nearby and doesn't want to stretch my USB. Yeah. Anybody have a favorite game? Yeah. All right, come on over. Say who you are. Oh, yeah.
So, I'm Scientix83, and you're going to love this one. One of my favorite games is Mega Man, because he's blue and cyan.
Oh. See what you did there.
Yeah. You're a legend. All right, who wants to,
I also love your mic.
Thank you. It's a chrome snowball.
It says blue.
Yeah, Rick. Oh. It does say blue, I guess. Paul, you want to grab that?
Guess so. Don't know about a favorite specific game, but the Civilization series is pretty awesome. So.
I've heard they're good. The question also asks series. That's allowed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And also toss in Alpha Centauri, because that's basically a Civ game.
So. All right, anybody back there want to kind
of
approach the podium? Kev, you up?
All right.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah, yeah. Trick!
Let's you have not to come damage later. The Settlers of Catan.
Oh, I'm losing foam cups like a mofo.
I am Kevin_B_YR. My favorite series is the Tails series.
Ooh. All right.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Marty, you get in on this?
Jet Force Gemini.
Marty likes Jet Force Gemini, everyone. Hold on.
All right, I got one.
Favorite game, favorite series.
All right, I'm Brian ShadowX. And,
Hi, Brian.
Hi, guys. I like a little game called Earthbound Zero.
This is a really good game.
I actually, legitimate answer, I really do like that game.
Get off the mic. Nobody likes that game legitimately. All right.
Random
encounter madness. All right, Ives5 over there.
Metroid!
She likes Metroid, everybody.
What do we expect?
All right. What other questions we got? Toby, you like... What?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Falk already took that answer. All right, what else we got? Who would win in a battle between Cloud and Goku?
Oh, Goku.
Goku would win.
He's been training under 20 times Earth gravity.
He's been training under 100 times Earth gravity.
He's up to 100? Don't spoil it.
No, you know what? It might just be 20 times gravity. I don't know. Frieza's power level is... It's in the millions. It's a predicament. It is so far over 9,000.
I did not hear Cloud name drop in Soulja Boy's Smash Hit anime. So
he did.
By default.
Yeah. Cloud did not come up in Soulja Boy's beautiful rhythm. All right. Here's a question for Reed Young from Cracked Bat. Reed, when are we going to have that Tommy Boy quote showdown? Would someone like to answer on behalf of Reed since he's sleeping and doesn't care that much about Tommy Boy, I'm guessing?
No, Reed loves Tommy Boy.
Hold on, wait.
Yeah, we're getting Reed, apparently.
Oh, okay.
We're going to
hold
the
on.
Sword.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we're pausing for a minute. I'll keep asking questions, but we gotta wake Reed up so we can talk some Tommy Boy. All right, we got a question from Andronian. Who would win in a battle between Reed Man and Rofish?
Whoa.
I think that's pretty solidly Reed.
Oh, I would totally win.
I don't know.
I'm a biased person.
Now. Reed,
yeah.
That's true. That's true. What time of day?
Yeah.
Reed is
before
asleep.
Noon, you got him.
That's true.
The thing is,
a
Rofish would be afraid to play dirty and,
you would
play
dirty.
Yeah.
Magic. You're like, I was in a fraternity.
No, I
for
played
five
dirty.
5 years!
No, I played dirty just because he's a bigger guy. I mean, I gotta have some kind of.
Yeah! That's Ryan Allier playing dirty with big dudes.
Oh, meat on the grill.
Alright. Alright, we got a question from Lynette here. Radiation. Do you know any actual dances? Something with steps, not spastic rhythm and flailing. Let's pass the mic.
I just say shut the hell up.
Wow.
Oh!
That's a loving shut the hell up.
Oh.
I can kind of tell your kids.
All right. Sky07 asks, would any of you... What is that? C-pound? What code is that? Would any
C-sharp.
Of you C-sharp coders or pixel artists like to help out Saturn Valley Online? They have two programmers who are really busy IRL.
No!
That's a no. From the community.
Saturn Valley Online.
They never actually explain what Saturn Valley is.
There's a link in their signature, though.
Oh.
It's like an Earthbound
MMO.
Oh, it's a free-to-play Earthbound MMO.
It is virtual chat. It is.
We can't support it because virtual chat's coming next month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Trick. All right. Somebody wants to know how many supermodels Casey Toner can bench.
Ooh. How many you got?
Yeah, let's go down there and try that out right now.
Well, they weigh about 50 pounds each, right?
Yeah, right now I don't think Toner can bench much of anything. For the uninitiated, we climbed a mountain yesterday because Casey Toner woke up and he's like, we're going hiking. This is happening. Let's go for a hike.
He neglected to mention how long it was.
No. Yeah,
he didn't tell us it was 2.7 miles straight up.
Uphill both ways. All right. Here's a good question from Alec. To everyone, when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up? I will answer first and say that when I was a kid, I wanted to be a movie producer because I knew that they didn't do any work and made a lot of money. And I was told it was not a very creative job, so I gave up on it. But now, looking back, you probably do work hard, but you make a lot of money. So I still like to do that. What do you want to be when you grow up, Ryan?
Actually, I wanted to be an actor on the stage. I loved just being in front of people.
All right. That's beautiful. Squirrel, what's up?
This is Falcon 24. I always wanted to be Falcon 24 when I grew up. Because
achievement unlocked.
Because he is the pinnacle of human evolution.
I wanted to be an animator, actually. But I really can't draw that well, so that kind of hurt my chances.
Okay.
Now I want to be Falcon 24.
How many of us want to be Falcon 24? Let's raise the roof. Yeah! Law school.
I wanted to be a veterinarian until I realized I would have to, like, see hurt animals, and then I decided that wasn't the career path for me. I like happy animals.
It's about 90% poop anyway.
Yeah. I was like, no thanks. And then I wanted to be an actress, and now here I am.
All right. We're passing this over to Paul.
Asking in your failure.
Pass the mic.
I'm working on Broadway.
I don't know. For like 3 or 4 years, I always wanted to drive trains. So.
You wanted to drive trains?
I wanted to drive trains. And then I became like a different engineer, so yeah. I guess it all worked out in the end. But
you do like government spy work.
Yeah.
Just tell them that. They'll think it's exciting.
Yeah.
You're a one-man born supremacy.
Completely, I mean.
All right, who else wants to grab the mic? It's a smorgasbord. Who else wanted to be something as a child?
Oswald, I wanted to be a ninja when I grew up.
Yeah.
And I think I succeeded fairly well. So
yeah.
There you go.
All right.
This is Anne Kay. When I was a kid, I wanted to grow up to be a tiger, and instead I turned into a cougar.
Yeah! Anybody else want to be anything? Kevin did not want to be anything when he grew up. He just lived in his cocoon for 18 years and became a man when he emerged. All right. What do we got? Who would win in a... Nio asks, who would win in a battle between the protagonist from Persona 3 and the photo guy from Earthbound? I never played Persona 3. I'm a terrible podcast host. Have any of you played this to know if this guy is good?
Don't they have guns then? Granted, they normally shoot themselves with the guns in Persona 3.
I would say guns would beat a cameraman.
Yeah, but
also
they shoot themselves, though. So they can fight.
Okay.
I don't know. Did you ever see Road to Perdition?
Yeah, the camera.
I did see Road to Perdition.
That
camera. Jude Law, man, with those busted teeth. All right, I'm with Jude Law, the cameraman. All right, what else we got? Giovanni asks.
Giovanni or a Giovanni?
The.
Okay.
Come on, work with me, Kevin. Giovanni asks, whatever happened to that sinister Italian? Was he real?
He's Falcon 24.
He's a sinister half Italian. I think the other half's German. All right. Petal K. Lunk asks, where can I find this podcast? My answer to that is, you're listening to it, so I'd hope you found it by now. let's see what else we got going on here. Madge Pepper asks, when is the Earthbound Funktastic gameplay going to be specific as possible? Ryan, I'm putting that to you.
Actually, October. We're going to do it for the Halloween stuff.
A legitimate answer from a legitimate professional businessman.
Here
all right.
We go.
He's a business.
Man. Let him do his business. Damn. All right. Let's see. Jamie M. says, I've been locked in Falcon 24's basement for about 7 weeks now. Send help and drank. Jamie, there's no drank left. It's been
drunk.
It's been drank. All right.
Also no help.
Yeah.
That's
a
drink.
Maybe
Falcon 24, do you have anything to say about this?
Yeah, Falcon, why are you keeping prisoners in your basement?
Because I don't like anything.
I love the deadpan of the Alright, to everyone at the convention, what is the best album ever made? I am boring and I feel like there's probably lots of good answers, so I'll just cheap out and say Ziggy Stardust from David Bowie. Ryan, do you have any feelings on the subject?
I can't really choose, but there's about...
Does Left 4 Dead 2 have a soundtrack?
No.
Is that what you enjoy?
No. Actually, I was going to say that either Morning View or Crow Left of the Murderer from Incubus. I really like both of those.
God, I haven't heard of Incubus in years.
Yeah, I'm a 90s kid.
Yeah. 90s. Whoever you're playing today, you got a favorite album?
This is Falcon 24. My favorite album... is Oombop.
It's true.
Was that the album and the titular song? The titular?
It's the single.
It's the single.
Just the single.
Just the single album.
Yeah.
All right.
They just put the track on the album 12 times.
Yeah.
That's all I needed. That way.
Yeah. All right.
The
this
secret version is the remix.
All right. This is Brian Shadowex. I have two favorite albums. First is Green Day Dookie.
Oh, you took mine.
Second, Dookie. I don't know the name of it. Maybe you guys can Google it. It's whatever has stanky leg.
Stanky leg.
Well, Brian took my Dookie, so.
Yeah, he sure did.
So I'm gonna have to say Backstreet Boys Millennium.
Oh.
What up? That was my third choice.
I'm gonna hear, and my favorite album is the one I turned into my avatar, and it's a mystery. You gotta figure it out. I'm not telling.
All right.
It's
our main podcast.
I have hidden clues in the major landmarks in Italy.
Okay. Pass it off
to this dude. This is Black Leader, sometimes radio DJ. I think the answer is pretty clearly Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell.
So. Yeah.
I'm going to have to disagree. It's Fish Sticks, and I'm going to go with Bat Out of Hell, too, awesome. Actually.
And you want to weigh in?
I want to weigh in. I have so many favorite albums.
The Canadian National Anthem.
I know, with the waving flag in the back with a couple of Tim Hortons copies and Stephen Harper jumping out of a beaver head. That'd be great.
Sounds like a beautiful country.
It is a beautiful country.
All right, anybody over there? Oh, Oswald's got some knowledge.
Drop it like it's hot.
I can say that on the way here, at least anyway, the best album that I listened to was BC Boys' License to Ill.
That's a good choice.
I think BC would say Beastie Boys is some of his favorite work, too.
It's Science 6A3 again. I don't know if it counts, but I'm just going to say Final Fantasy VI because I like it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I'll allow it.
All right. Kefka's a good dude. What else we got?
Whoever actually destroyed the world.
All right. This was a question Casey and I decided was a little bit foolish because the answer was obvious. Hector asks, if there was a box stuffed with several orphans with a train approaching it, and on the other side of the road your mother was tied to a stone and was thrown in a lake and near death, and you could only save one, what would you do? I would like to speak for the room and say obviously you'd save your mom because you don't even know those orphans. Screw them.
They don't have any life ahead of them.
Exactly. Their poverty is what's really killing them.
Well, maybe they deserve it.
Maybe right? They're evil orphans.
Maybe your mother deserved it. Have you thought about that? For bringing you into the world. That was neg. Winky Toes asks, and this is a nuanced question. How many hot tubs are there at the convention?
Technically one.
Yeah. Brian, hot tub repairman. I want you to answer this.
Well, we have a cold tub, and we have a hot tub. So if you put the two together, we have one hot tub.
Yeah. All right. Here's a question from Code Noodles, which looks like Ryan's going to answer this one because this is way over my head. The question is, what is your forum running under? Will there ever be the opportunity for it to become available to the public via an open source license? What if it became available to the public, but you kept the theme used on this site, closed for branding reasons, or something?
Ryan? Do you want me to actually give a real answer or just something sarcastic?
Give a real answer.
Oh, okay,
real
so I'll real talk this one, but I gotta take a look at it.
In less than 60 seconds.
In less than 60 seconds. Alright, so the forum is running under my own personal code. It's what's made from scratch. Will there be opportunity to make it available for open source? No, it's horrible, and I really don't want to.
It's such a bad
It's product. So horrible, I don't want to do it. And the second thing is that a long time ago, when Fangamer started, one of the things we thought about doing was taking the forum code and having it software as a service. So I still like to keep that option available in case we decide we need a little bit more extra money. I don't care about themes, so.
It shows.
Yeah, it does show.
Alright,
I hope that was sufficient.
This person asked another question. If you were stuck on a desert island and had to choose a condiment to take with you, what would it be?
I'm just saying, that's what I thought you were going to say for some reason.
I want to let the world know that Oswald's condiment of choice would be a frozen condom. I could pass the mic around and we could do this, but who's gonna disagree with that?
Actually, I do have something. That is ketchup. It'll go well on anything. You're on a desert island, go fish. Put it on ketchup. Go put it on coconut. Ketchup goes well on everything.
You're that guy.
No, I'm being sarcastic.
You go to, okay. All right. Soy sauce. All right. Ice Five says soy sauce. Soy sauce is pretty good.
A1 sauce.
All right. Ooh, Paul says A1. That's cool.
Take sugar packets in case you find rock candies.
Ah, this question's over now. All right. Radiation says Spiteful Crow. Will you be hosting another GPP in this year's EBFGP? Because BTW, your hack last year, was awesome.
That's way too many acronyms for me to even figure out. Can you explain this one?
Give me a holler. Are you hosting a gameplay point in this year's Funktastic Gameplay? Because, you know, we've assigned them since it's in October.
I don't know. I hope so, because I keep missing all the other ones. I was going to hack Mother 3, but I missed the opportunity. I was thinking of, making everything obscene and everything.
Alright.
Hacking the sprites like I usually do.
Alright. That's cool.
You guys don't love me.
To summarize, radiation, unloved, and obscene. Alright. I don't know the answer to this one, actually, from Spiteful Crow again. How was the PK Siege Japan project received by recipients other than iToy? Does anyone know?
Any responses from any of
them?
We got in the magazine.
We did get into one a Japanese magazine. I don't remember the name off the top of my head.
Sexy Time.
But we got in with an article with what we did and with King of Games. So it's kind of like a dual article.
Mm.
But it was also when we visited Nintendo. That picture got in there, too.
That's cool.
I believe. Can't remember the name of it, but it's out there.
All right.
But other than that, that was it.
Okay. Our next question is, somebody poses to Giovanni, are you a god? Who would like to answer on behalf of Dan! Liar X, everybody! Dan, you'll be playing the role of Giovanni, and you've been asked, are you a god?
I don't know if I can talk quite long enough to be Giovanni. Needless to say, the Colonel and I have been discussing it for some time now. And while I am not a god, except to certain tribes in the South American jungles, I am a very wealthy man. And given some of Marx's theories, really, is that so different from being a god? This is the question I leave you with. Good day.
Loyal viewers, this dude just woke up. He is stumbling around the house with wet hair and a Five Iron Frenzy shirt, and he just delivered a soliloquy that he's been working on for, years. Oh, man. I almost want to just call it there. What else do we have? Oh, Giovanni's actually answered with, I am he who be. And he also wants to know if you would like some magic.
Yes.
Dan would like some magic, everybody. All right. Wasn't that fun? Let's take a break for some music and enjoy the mashup stylings of Bill Eager combining Rihanna with Final Fantasy VII. Let's watch.
You know that never lying, truth teller. That Rihanna rain just won't let up. All black home, black town shades, black town babe. I'ma rock this shit, black fashion as I'm going to the city. Stock in my runway never looked so clear, but the hottest bitch in the heels right here. No fear, and while you're getting your pride on, getting my fly.
somebody has, they got a big avatar, so I'm going to put my bike in it. No, I don't know what their, it's Ants, I believe their name is. So they want to know, what is the status of Map Editor 5? Is that anybody's?
Yeah, I want to know that too.
What's the status, Radiation?
Mr. Accident says, he's like, oh, I'll do it eventually, but Mr. Accident isn't here. He's probably like,
we need a new map editor.
We really need
my EB hack will never be finished.
All right, I think the word is that it's coming with the new site design. All right. Fangamer, will Hatness be restocked around July? Why'd you raise your hand like you knew it?
No. I just realized he said, will Hatness be stocked in July? The answer is no. It will probably be stocked first thing in August when we get back. Because we have them, and we have the pennants for the hats coming in. By the way, just so you don't know, the new Hatnesses will be coming with a little felt pennant that you get at baseball games.
Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to. And we do have a lot of them in, so look forward to them.
This is pretty cool. I don't really want something sullying the wall with my Harvard pennant, but...
it's the O-Net Crows.
Yes.
It
was
yeah.
The
yeah. And Omni Marty over there drew it.
All right.
So.
And then John did the everything else.
John. Okay. Jesus, Radiation, why did you get so many questions?
Because I was like, ask me all the questions.
You're the youngest hustler here, and you've got like 15 million people who are like, Radiation, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Normally these questions all get asked to Tiger B.
All right.
It's all one person anyway.
Dax Glax asks, so I understand there is some wild Magic the Gathering matches going on. So to all you magical card players, what are some of your favorite strategies? Is anybody in the room
We're
in on
jazz.
This?
We're jazz. Yes. Yes.
I just filled my Charizard.
Dan Moore says he fills the decks with Charizards and just goes for it.
Yeah.
All right, we got a knowledge bomb here.
Hi, I'm Black Leader. Well, this question is something about magics.
Yeah, the question is, what are some of your good magic strategies?
I play all the good decks, and then I win. That's about it, really.
I try not to lose.
Yeah.
It's a good strategy.
I shuffle well. I practice my shuffling skills for hours on end, so that's key. Yeah.
You gotta believe in the cards.
Yes, I do believe in the heart of the cards, and they always pull through for me, so...
I believe in the heart of the cards. How many of you believe in the heart of the cards, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah!
Every time I play a game.
Radiation, alright. Shut up, Velk! Alright, Radiation. Three questions.
Three?
What?
Who
first,
is this?
This is Dax Glax.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first question is, what do you feel your best work is as a musician? Just come over here, because this is like your Rolling Stone.
Well, I was eating Cheerios, and it was like getting all over the microphone, so that's why I moved.
Oh, well, you know, they go in your mouth, and then you chew and swallow, and then you talk. All right, let's Cronkite this. The first question again is, what do you feel your best work as a musician is? One serious answer, any amount of ironic ones. Also, play it on the air if you're in a charitable mood. Like Santa without the red cheeks of possible inebriation or the portly frame.
Well,
you got all that, Soldier Boy?
Yeah. I am Soldier Boy to the max. All right, so best song I've ever made, probably Descend for Homestuck, because it's 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes, and I spent like months on and off just working on it, putting a bunch of different tunes together in it. He reads Homestuck, so he already knows the answer is this. Right. So I'm going to stop talking about this and just all say, right. Ironically, the best thing was that stupid drum machine meow meow mix I just made.
Alright, that's cool. That was pretty good. I'm going to skip the other two questions because I find them stupid.
Okay.
And I don't really care what your favorite troll is, to be honest. Like,
yeah, it's about 24. It's they're just Homestuck questions. You can ask me on Twitter.
Alright. To everyone, who makes the blue drink? I think we all know.
Beaker.
That would be Bill or Beaker, who I believe is still in his eternal slumber. I think Ganon's got him down there for a couple more hours. Somebody's got to go wake him up in the Adventures of Squirrel. Is Steve Z around? Steve is C? Alright,
I think I saw him asleep still.
Does anyone know what his daily jump over things quota is?
Pretty damn high.
Yeah, I'm good
also
enough.
The manhood quota is pretty up there.
We also went swimming in the lightning storm yesterday.
Yes, there were people who went swimming in a lightning storm yesterday, which was kind of a fool's errand in my opinion, but nobody...
By people, you mean Canadians.
Yeah.
Yes.
People who no longer fear death. All right. Eyes Five, if you, you're over there.
What?
I'm going to read you a question, Eyes Five. Hold on just a sec. Eyes Five. First off, you're like an octopus. You've got your tentacles and everything on the web. Like an octopus
nice.
Metroid. Like Metroid Prime. Yes, you are Metroid Prime, and I spend forever beating you, so now you must answer these frivolous questions. What plushies are you working on currently? My question is about the budget.
Okay, plushies. Nothing for Fangamer for now. I do a lot of personal commissions, so like, but they tend to be a lot expensive, and I'm working on secret stuff for secret people.
All right. Government affiliated stuff. We can talk to Paul about that later. She's doing Air Force plushies.
Yeah, look how I rap.
Her Chuck Yeager is adorable.
Alright. Oh, that is a complicated question. I'm skipping that. Alright, we had a question for Ben. He's not up.
He's not gonna be up for a while.
Ben!
Yeah.
Alright, we got a Ben here.
Yeah.
Ben! Alright. Katten. Alright, Brosif Stalin of the Broviet Union, or possibly his successor, Nikita Brozhchev. My Russian. Brozhchev, thank you. You were the person to bring into this with your Russian knowledge. We have some inquiries for you, Ben.
Alright.
One, do you plan on organizing an SMNet a cappella choir while at the con, impromptu or otherwise?
Who's to say I haven't already done that?
This is true. Would that a cappella group be willing to perform on this podcast?
No. Like Eyes Five, our personal commissions are very expensive. You probably can't afford it.
Alright. How many party rad jetpacks does the con rate? Ben, you seem surprised by this question.
Yeah.
Almost as if you don't know it.
Could you give me a scale? Like, zero to...
A one to perfect.
To perfect. Perfect!
All right.
Yeah.
And the last question was, who is your favorite evil ex from Scott Pilgrim? But I don't really care about that, so I'm going to ask you, Ben, who is your favorite wrestler in either the WCW or the NWO?
Well, there's only one Mr. Perfect, and everybody knows it's me, the greatest wrestler, the greatest a cappella singer the World Wrestling Federation has ever produced.
Thank you, my perfect friend. Oh, man. A more serious question that is not related to Mr. Perfect. Zelda Rocks asks, with the skyrocketing popularity of various fanfests, what are your thoughts on the propagation of emulators and participation? I will answer this one on a personal note. I have all the games that we've done fanfests of, except for, like, Mother 3, obviously, but... maybe this is not the appropriate thing to say as the company line, but I feel like if you own the game, just hold it up to the screen while you're emulating it. It's fine. You've spent the money. It's all good. I don't know. It's whatever. We're not the fun police. Right, here's the fun police with his answer.
Oh, my answer is we're totally doing it hardcore, and we're doing it,
We're doing it
hardcore! No, actually, we make a big effort in the office in our fan fest to actually play the real game, and it takes some equipment to do that as well, and not a lot of hosts are willing to front that kind of money. Especially for, like, a one-time thing.
I'm always willing to front, except when it comes to money.
Are you willing to front and hustle?
I'm hustling as we speak. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Let's see. I think there were some questions at the beginning. Radiation asks, please ask me questions. Please. Well, he got his wish. Somebody, BoogieBot, asks, Simon Bob, how do you feel about the recent breakout of trolls on the forums? Who wants to be Simon Bob? Because he is also
I think you do
tired.
The best Canadian accent.
My Canadian accent is terrible, but I feel like the breakout of trolls is You know, it's one of those things, it's just kind of the way it is. Like, sometimes when you're out in the woods in Canada, and there's, you see a wolf, and he's walking by, and he looks just magnificent, and the moon hits his fur, and you think, this is a perfect time for a Milwaukee's Best. Which, have you had Milwaukee's Best? Because in America, the beer is expensive, but you go to the liquor store, or the beer distributor, as you call it down here, and you see a big box of the Beast, and it's only 74 cents a pack, and you think, it can't be that bad. I want to share it with my friends and taste America. And then I also, you know, there's another beer that's called the Wolf Pack or the Wolf Lady. Real sexy looking broad on this bottle, turning into a wolf. And when I'm drinking, that's it. That's all I want. So I think that answered your question.
Bob might add that you're looking very slender today.
That sounded almost exactly like Simon Bob last night, actually.
Yeah, that was... I didn't go for fisticuffs with that one. I should have just sucker punched Ryan right here for physical accuracy. Somebody asks, Reedman, where did you get the idea to invent Fangamer? Who would like to be Reedman?
We should go for Dan again, personally. Nobody can be Reedman.
That's nobody true.
Not even Reed Demon.
Not even Mr. Perfect could be Reedman.
Oh, no.
Well, we'll leave that question. I'll record that later, since Reed... We told him we were going to record the podcast, and he said, and I quote, "Boo!" and walked back into his room to go to sleep more. So that's probably where he got the idea to invent Fangamer, by not waking up. Angie asks, Lady Gaga or Kesha? I think that is a very stupid question, Mia. Obviously, Gaga. Exactly.
As much as I hate both of them, Gaga.
I don't understand how you can hate Gaga, but we'll come to blows about this later. Gaga is so
brilliant.
Unless
she's remixed to Tetris.
That's true. Gaga and Tetris line up like blow. Hold on.
This is Falcon 24 again. I would just love for the world to know that I'm a huge Lady Gaga fan.
He loves him some Gaga, ladies and gentlemen. You might even say...
He's
goo-goo
for Gaga?
Ah! We have an he's goo-goo for Gaga, in case the mic didn't pick that up. Alright, addressed to nobody in particular from Rune Devros, what game would you make a recommendation that the community ought to give a shot that maybe the majority of us haven't checked out? Did I read that right?
Doesn't matter. It's still in Viral Bear 2000. Everybody's got to play it.
Hold on. We got an answer here.
And Viral Bear 2000 is a game that everybody should play. It's a simulator of a wild bear driving a car, trying to get fish to fatten himself up so that he can... hibernate for the year. It's the most amazing game ever, and I think it pertains to all our needs and sensitivities.
So it's like
your simulator sucks.
Shut up.
It's the story of Gatlinburg.
Canada, folks.
Also, Earthbound Zero, after the graveyard.
Just give everybody a save state. Just go from here.
Oh. Let me see. I'm perusing through Twitter to see if there's anything good here. I guess I didn't ask the questions that far out. Somebody else asks, where are we supposed to listen to this podcast anyway?
Location undisclosed.
Yeah. From parts unknown.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. It looks like staff members of... Here we go. Dr. Jojora asks, staff members of Starman.net, where do all the deleted topics end up? Oh! Yeah, trick! It's Reedman!
Trick question.
Reedman has walked into the room. Reedman, people always want to know this from you, and I told them to ask it again, because I bet you don't hear it enough.
Sure.
How did you come up with the idea for Fangamer? Let's marginalize Ryan while we're at it.
Yeah. Okay,
I haven't forgotten
see.
You. What happened to your neck, dude? You got vampired.
Dude, you got hickey too?
He got colored.
What?
Yeah, in the same place. Yeah!
Whoa. So for Fangamer, it was essentially after the summer of 2007, which is when we had the anthology and all the Earthbound Siege and all that crazy stuff going on. John and I had realized and looked back, we'd spent
most of our summers working on Starman.net and not making any money at all. And so we thought, well, if only that was sustainable, but it's not. So I thought, well, I mean, if we could somehow make money from the site so that we could pay ourselves to work on the site, that'd be awesome. And so at first I thought, okay, well, I'll just, we'll rebuild the forum and we'll put ads on it. And we'll try to build the forum and do, you know, it was pretty large at the time. Our goal was just to make it huge and then expand into other games with and make other sites like Starman.net. Of course, then we tried advertising, and advertising sucks. And,
are you saying that people didn't like getting banner ads that said, "Are you a young mother?"
Yes. Yeah, the response was less than...
Chico and the Mandarin phones.
Is it better than gay bear dating?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to defer to Bill on that one, but... the ads didn't work. It was a terrible idea. And so... We looked around, we saw, okay, well, Cafe Press is bringing in a little bit of money. Let's try to eat some of that revenue that Cafe Press is taking from us, because they charge like $20 a shirt and you get $1, you know. So you can charge more and get more, but, you know, it's still a crappy product. And so that's how we started. We just started doing merchandise. It wasn't really a desperation move. It was just like, okay, ads don't work. What do we do now? And that's how we got to where we are now.
All right. Read, there's a review on Yelp that we were interested in having you read for a pancake house in Gatlinburg. And I'm trying to find it, so...
Oh, is this going to be a dramatic reading?
Yeah. This is going to be a dramatic reading. Okay.
Wait, I'm going into this fresh. I don't know what I'm...
Wait, hold on just a minute. You talk amongst yourselves while we figure out where this is.
There was another read question.
It must have been the long...
Hey, Reed, why are we doing Earthbound Zero merch?
Oh. When are you designing Earthbound Zero merch?
All right.
Oh, that's right. Did you do the Eve?
No, I did the Crow.
Oh, that's right. Smokey the Crow, right?
Yes.
All right.
Smokey the Crow cigarettes.
Just to bring things back to the center, since I'm completely disinterested in Earthbound Zero, I don't really care that
that's
the mic probably didn't get most of that, because it's a terrible game. So, there's a lot of pancake houses in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
And they all have bears on them.
They all have bears, and they all know that Jesus saves. So, we took it upon ourselves to look on Yelp to see, what is the best pancake house in Gatlinburg? And we looked up pancake houses in Gatlinburg, and we came upon this review that we'd like Reed to read.
Oh, my gosh.
Reed, dramatically read this review from Kenny R. of Napa, California, of the Log Cabin Pancake House in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Let me make sure it's recording. This is the one important thing. The rest of the podcast is nothing. All right.
Morning came early. The sun was bright, but unseen in the silvery blue sky. We descended from our cabin in the hills to the main artery that is the pulse of Pigeon Forge. It was Dolly's turf. She was born just up the road in Seaverville. But it was hard to imagine her growing up in this area, as there was something inherently missing. But what it was hard to put a finger. It was something beneath the substrate, as if one of the logarithms were missing, and a number was causing everyone's heads to be held at a slant. Their gazes were not focused on anything more than 3 feet in front of them, a result from standing in long lines at the buffet tables and eating from the trough that knew no bottom for $7.99. Despite this amazingly low offer, their faces appeared somewhat confused, smiles lost in the shuffle from the van to the all-you-can-eat biscuits and gravy. Last night's wine bottles drained the energy from me, and this morning's whiskey was wearing off. After passing the tattoo parlor and the gas station, the Log Cabin Pancake House was the first visible sign of life. We entered and parked our asses in first 3 booths on the left. 3 booths?
Jeez.
Pam. You say it like we don't take
up. I'm just assuming this is like a guy and his wife or something, so that's...
I mean, he's married.
He refers to himself in the royal we.
Pam brought hot coffee and laminated menus that were wiped clean with a warm rag. I could still feel the wet fingerprints sliding around on the plastic. Jeez. From the last holder. Let's see, where'd I go?
They were the usual.
Okay. There were the usual pancake house selections on the menu. Lots of egg variations. Lots of pancakes and bacon. Pancake house selection, waffles with nuts for the healthier eater. The coffee came around for refills after only a few brief moments. Pam was great and showed us a good time. Our orders landed on her tables with a whiz and a bang! Plates were steaming and promised the nourishment we craved. Pancakes arrived in stacks with hot butter and syrup on the side. Bacon was crisp with a little bit of yesterday's cooking on the back palate. I cleaned my plate and washed it down with an 1/8 cup of coffee. It was what was needed before a peaceful walk through the hazy clouds of the Great Smoky Mountains.
How many stars did you give the log cabin?
4 stars. Out of 5.
Wow. So do you want to go to the log cabin pancake house?
Yeah, let's hit that up.
It only got a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds okay, I guess.
This is the same reviewer who reviewed his job and the rain in San Francisco.
A guy on a Bluetooth headset.
Apparently, Yelp is, like, super flexible.
It's very fine grained. You can leave reviews for just about anything.
Well, on that note, that was a real special reading. We plowed through most of the questions that were intelligible. For those of you who went a little bit loosey-goosey, I said we would answer all of them, but I suppose you've made a liar out of me. So
the liar's right next to you.
The liar.
Boom.
Yeah. I think on that note, thank you, Paul. That's a good idea. I think we're gonna let Dan liar ex-aggerate. Close Aggregate.
You're killing me.
We're gonna let Aggie here close out the podcast. Liar, aka were you Giovanni earlier?
Yes.
He was Giovanni earlier.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
so this, you did him justice.
Yeah. This is Falcon 24 down here. I'm also Simon Bob.
Well, I mean, you could also pull off Falcon 24, I think. So.
Oh yeah. It's not a difficult character. He turns heel fairly quickly.
Alright, for the Colonel. For for Falcon 24, for Mr. Perfect, for Reed Young, for Liz Bowes, I'm Dan, Liar Exaggerate, Giovanni Moore, and I'd like to thank you for listening to a very special episode of the Fangamer Podcast.
So there you have it, the first Q&A podcast from Fangamer, Starman.net, and last but certainly not least, a couple dudes from Radio PSI. We hope you guys enjoyed listening to it. We had a great time making it, so if you enjoyed listening to it, let us know. We'd love to do it in the future. Thanks so much, and keep on listening.
This one goes out to my real close friend and buddy, Kurt Hennig, aka Mr. Perfect. Just want to let you know that you're missed, but you'll never be forgotten. You've always been an incredible friend. We just want you to know that we got your back, party system style, from the macho man, Randy Savage. Hey, Kurt, we miss you, but we know you're in a better place. It's kinda hard as time goes on and I don't see your face. So I'm clinching and I'm holding on to memories. Remember the times rolling strong, just you and me. It's real hard sometimes to keep it going day to day. But I know you wouldn't want it any other way. So I keep it moving, doing what I gotta do. And as a tribute, I'm dedicating a song to you. Never feel like this, Mr. Perfect, don't you know that you'll be too young? forgotten. As long as Macho's around, I'ma keep your spot in wrestling history, cause you were all about perfection. It's not a mystery that wrestling was the right selection, cause you were one of the best, very high on my list. Not just in the ring, but out of the ring, you're dearly missed. But your name lives on, we carry on your legacy, cause the passion that you left with us lives on in me. Remember, Mr. Perfect, he was always in command. His greatness was so obvious that all could understand. He brightened up a locker room, he made the time go by. He had personality, gregarious, not shy. He really was perfection, but now he's gone away. We're lucky to have known him, and we'll miss him every day.